Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, they were meant to honor a legacy, not line the pockets of investors. The Nelson Mandela Foundation, though, has moved quickly to quash claims that so-called Mandela medallions are a lucrative investment vehicle. So my question is, who is selling the myth? I'm in conversation now with Dr. Mbongiseni Buthelezi, who's Chief Executive Officer of the Foundation. Dr. Buthelezi, welcome. Maybe let's start here. And when did these false claims about the medallions being investments first begin to surface, and what was your concern?
The claims we become aware first surfaced back in 2011-2012. At that point, the foundation had been in a relationship with the producers of the medals, which is the Mint of Norway, since 2001. But the claims surfaced back then, and we have also become aware that more recently there are such claims being made again.
When we talk about the claims, maybe just articulate that for me. What exactly are people saying about them, and why are those assertions incorrect in your opinion?
We understand from the investigation that's being done by a TV program that there are people who are selling these medallions to people as investments that are meant to appreciate in value over time. And we understand that people have been sold medallions and the sellers have kept them, saying they're keeping them in safe storage and people can retrieve them at a later stage when they've appreciated in value. Those, we also have been informed by the Mint of Norway that those are false claims because such medallions were never meant to be an investment. They are collector's items for people who just want to own them, and they are not meant to appreciate in value. Although we are not in the space of producing or selling medallions, the partner that has been given the right to produce such medallions, historically by Madiba himself, are the people who are guiding us on how these things work on the market for medallions. So that's what we've come to understand about how they work.
Are you able to tell me how many of these medallions are currently in circulation?
That we do not know. What we know is that the Mint of Norway had been given permission by Madiba as far back as 1997-1998 to mint these medallions. They were meant to be in a series honoring the winners of the Nobel Peace Prize, and they were meant to be 20 winners of the prize honored through these medallions. The numbers, there was never a limit on what the numbers were meant to be. The Mint of Norway would have to give us guidance on how many have been minted. And I should also just clarify that the relationship with the foundation is with the Mint of Norway, where the foundation, as well as the Nobel Foundation, were meant to be beneficiaries. Nelson Mandela Foundation was meant to receive 1.5% of the value of the medallions minted. That's as far as we know.
Are they still being minted and are they still being sold?
The last ones that were minted were in about 2021. We've been informed by the mint, and there has not been another mint run since then.
To the best of your knowledge, were there ever any endorsements from the foundation that might have caused confusion?
The foundation never endorsed the medallions per se. What the foundation did was give permission to the Mint of Norway. In fact, as I said earlier, the permission was originally given by Nelson Mandela himself. Permission was initially given before the foundation came into existence. Foundation was only established in 1999. And in 2001 is when expressly the foundation gave permission for the minting of these medallions. The foundation did not endorse them. And in the contract that I've gone back and looked at between the foundation and the Mint of Norway, there is no endorsement of these medallions as investment opportunities.
Do you have a clear indication of who is behind this marketing campaign pushing the medallions as financial assets, and are there legal or regulatory actions being taken against those involved?
So we have asked the Mint of Norway, who is the organization the Nelson Mandela Foundation has a contract with, to investigate these claims. We are also instituting from our side an inquiry through our IP lawyers to find out what medallions are on the market, who's selling them, and are they using the Nelson Mandela's intellectual property that was expressly given to the foundation by Nelson Mandela himself inappropriately or even unlawfully. So the Mint of Norway has asked the company in South Africa that they have a contract with to be the South African distributor. And I should also clarify here that the foundation has no relationship with that company. The Mint has asked them to do an audit of what medallions they've acquired from the Mint, what has been sold, and what is in their possession. The Mint has undertaken that they will share the result of that audit with the foundation. And so when we get that audit, we'll be in a position to then say who has what medallions and what they've been using them for.
Dr. Buthelezi, is this an isolated incident to the best of your knowledge, or is there concern that it could be part of a broader trend of Mandela brand exploitation?
Mandela brand exploitation is something that we are quite familiar with. It happens all the time and it happens all over the world. So we are tasked in part with actually stopping the actions of people and organizations that are exploiting the Mandela brand unlawfully. We are in the intellectual property is registered by the foundation in various jurisdictions across the world. And people have to approach the foundation and seek permission if they're going to use anything that is Mandela related, Nelson Mandela related in specifically. And where they're using that intellectual property without authorization, we challenge them legally. So this is something that we are quite familiar with, and it happens in many jurisdictions around the world.
But very difficult to do, I imagine, given the universal reach of the man himself and how ubiquitous the brand has become.
It is quite difficult. It is very costly. We are in constant legal battles all over the world with people using the name Nelson Mandela. To scam people in some jurisdictions we've found. So it's something that we are constantly vigilant about and constantly having to address.
What is your message to anyone who may have bought these items thinking that they would profit from them? What does the foundation say to them?
So we are saying to them that it is necessary perhaps to seek recourse so that if they've been sold something on a false pretense, that they should seek a legal recourse. And we hope that they will be able to find justice. We want to be absolutely clear from our side that our job is to protect the legacy of Nelson Mandela and to ensure that his name is used in an ethical way to advance the cause of peace, of democracy, of justice in the world. And anybody who is doing anything contrary to that should be challenged. And we ourselves are prepared to challenge people who are doing that unlawfully and in ways that are not ethical. We hope that people find justice and they find recourse so that they can get their money back where they've been sold things under false pretenses.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Dr. Mbongiseni Buthelezi, Chief Executive Officer at the Nelson Mandela Foundation.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.